How did Enoch walk? February 6. Open now mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Could your eyes be opened, you would see not only good angels who are trying to impress hearts, but you would see also evil angels who are seeking to make of none effect the message of truth God has in mercy sent. While we are in this world, we are not safe unless our petitions are continually ascending to the God of heaven, that he will keep us unspotted from the corruptions of the world. Our Savior has told us what would be in these last days. Iniquity will abound, but the souls that are open to the influence of the Spirit of God will receive strength to withstand the corruptions of this degenerate age. Enoch walked with God 300 years previous to his translation to heaven, and the state of the world was not then more favorable for the perfection of Christian character than it is today. And how did Enoch walk with God? He educated his mind and heart to ever feel that he was in the presence of God, and when in perplexity his prayers would ascend to God to keep him. He refused to take any course that would offend his God. He kept the Lord continually before him. He would pray, "Teach me thy way, that I may not err. What is thy pleasure concerning me? What shall I do to honor thee, my God?" We want to pray with David, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." Many close their eyes lest they shall see the truth. They do not want to see the defects in their life and character, and they are disturbed if you mention anything about God's law. In this they show that they have a human standard of their own, that their will is not the will of God. We want that you should not be deceived by Satan, the first great adversary of God's law. We want to bear in mind that God's law is the only standard by which he will judge us. In the beginning God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." But sin has almost obliterated the moral image of God in human beings. Jesus came down to our world that he might give us a living example, that we might know how to live and how to keep the way of the Lord. He was the image of the Father. His beautiful and spotless character is before us as an example for us to imitate. We must study and copy and follow Jesus Christ, then we shall bring his loveliness and beauty into our character. In doing this we are standing before God through faith, winning back by conflict with the powers of darkness the power of self-control, the love of God that Adam lost.